Get Me a Podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could come in a shot glass, tell me to drink it, and say, yum, 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 it's good for your health. My guest today is a hilarious stand-up comedian and now is a regular cast member on a little show you might have heard of called Saturday Night Live. It's Punky Johnson! Pew, 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 pew.
What's up?
Punky, how are you?
What's up? I'm good. I'm happy we still on a little vacay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to get my mind right and get ready to go back.
What did you do for New Year's?
I was in Jamaica.
I've never been to Jamaica. I was in Bahamas.
Yeah.
And the men in Bahamas truly were so pretty and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And they kept breaking their necks looking at me. I never felt prettier than on that fucking island. I loved it.
Yeah. And I never felt more almost straight when I was in Jamaica, because man, them men will talk your draws off out there. I'm sitting up there like, I just need to come up in here and go to dating school, because they are charmers. Mm-hmm. And they got the puns and the comebacks so quickly. Mm-hmm. And that accent, man.
Oh, I love a Caribbean accent. Oh, and then I like when they say, so we had a nice man named Mr. Marley who drove us around, like, because getting a taxi on an island is hard. So we found, Gerard at Margaritaville hooked us up with Mr. Marley, who was driving us around. Very, very nice. He would say things like, look at that over there, a sour tree. And I was like, what is a sour tree? And then he was like, you don't know? You call it lemon, we call it sour tree. And I was like, oh, okay.
Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like slight things that I was like, I know this is English. I know for a fact. But what the fuck is you saying?
Yeah, man. Not just say yeah, man, all day. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
What else they say out there? They kept saying copacetic, man. Boombastic.
Oh, really?
Boombastic. They always said copacetic. They always said, and yeah, man.
They don't say Yaman in Bahamas.
No.
They go, yeah. It's funny because, like, my grandpa's from Barbados, and Barbados is less Jamaican, more, I'm going to get in trouble. People from Barbados are going to be like, we're not like Bahamians, or whatever. But it was funny because I was like, everybody here talks like my grandpa.
Oh.
This is weird to hear.
They're going to get your ass.
But I didn't fuck anybody, and I was really upset about that.
I was upset, too, because I wanted to have a threesome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you have a twosome?
Oh, I had a whole bunch of twosomes, but I was there with my girlfriend. We twosomed all week.
Oh, but I see.
It just would have been nice to, you know, like, man or woman. Like, I'm open. I like to have fun. But we just, they were nice.
Didn't work out.
We just got too drunk sometimes, and honestly, I'm old. Like two of them nights, I was in bed by like 10:30. I'm like,
same.
I'm so boring.
Same. I awful. Couldn't believe it. I was like, I got to go sleep. I'm so tired. We went to Atlantis, which is one of the most horrific places you'll ever go. There was people scuba diving in the aquarium in Atlantis. And I was like, the ocean is there. But there was a couple nights that, like, we were trying to, like, get a little rowdy, get some drinks in us. And we were like, let's just go to sleep. This is too much.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like vacation is more work than work, because in vacation, especially when it's your first time being somewhere, you want to see all the sights and mm-hmm. go to all the places and eat all the food. So it was plenty of times we was waking up at 8:00 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, traveling an hour and a half out just to do something for 30 minutes and then traveling an hour and a half. And like, it's getting down to the point where just sitting down in a car for me for an hour and a half makes me tired.
Yep. And you just go right to sleep. We were on a speedboat, me and Sashir. We were going very, very fast. It was very, very bumpy. And those bumps rocked my friend to sleep.
It rocked, it knocked out. You wake up, it's all over.
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
In March, it'll be 2 years. 2 years.
How did you find her?
That crazy bitch found me. Okay.
How did she find you?
I'm telling you right now, like, this is the craziest thing that has ever happened to me. Because you know how you watch TV and you be like, why can't I have that? Like, why can't that happen to me? And sometimes you'd be like, only on TV, right? Like, I swear, like, this was a TV thing that happened. And I was just, like, healing from filing for a divorce. At this time, I had them file for a divorce for a year already. But my wife kept running. I'm like, bitch, get over here and sign these papers. And,
so I'm training for a marathon. I gotta get out of here. So sign the shit.
She wouldn't. But so I was still locked in my marriage. And I was doing a comedy show. And I was for my first time in Providence, Rhode Island. I was like, don't nobody in Providence. You know, I'm thinking this is like all white people. Nope, it's not. It's a lot of us out there, too. So I get there. I'm doing my set. I hear all this noise. And it's just talking. And I'm trying to ignore it, but it's pissing me off. So I look in the corner. Mm-hmm. I said, what's all that kiki and kakaing over there? What's all that goddamn noise? And then she stands up and she was like, it's me. I came here for you, boo. And then I was like, cute, now shut your ass up. So we start off cursing each other out. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So then we talked for about 15 minutes. The crowd loved it. They're like, keep talking, keep getting to know each other. So then after the show, I was just like, all right, that was over. And I go to my dressing room. I'm just like, all right, that was what it was, whatever, that was crazy. And then she follows me to my dressing room, and I turn around, and we nose to nose. And she just started, what's all that you was talking out there, huh? Is you about what you talking about? And I was just like, what? So security comes, and they about to take her, but I'm like, no, let me see what she's talking about. So then her friends are out there. Obviously, she ain't listening to none of my set. But her friends is out there, and they yelling at her, she's married. Get out of that. She's married. But my whole set was about my divorce. That's the whole set. Mm-hmm. So she ain't listening to nothing. So she looked at me. She said, you think you about to have me in this triangle? You think that's the type of woman I am? And so she put her two fingers in my head, jacked my head back, and she runs away from me. And I got mad.
I love her. So she's very funny.
I start chasing after. Uh-huh. I'm like, turn your ass around. Don't you walk away from me. Like, if you was listening to my set, you would have heard what was going on. And then we just started kissing, and it just went from there.
And it's been 2 years?
Yeah.
What a wild fucking story. You're right. There's no way I can recreate that. There's no way that that's going to naturally happen for me. That is some shit out of like a movie or something. That is so funny that she came at you so aggressively. You about that? You about that? Well, I'm not going to be in a love triangle. It's like, well, ma'am, yeah. What do you want?
I'm like, you can't mad me. And if you would have, she wasn't listening to nothing. She was just goofy. You know, I'm just like, all right, whatever. But it's good that she came and saved me because I was a hoe and I was tired. I was tired.
So, okay. So you file for divorce and then you're just like in a hoe phase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a horrible hoe phase too because I was all over the place. I had been with my wife since I was a kid. You know, I was like 16 when I met her.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean, we broke up at the 12th year, I think, for like 3 years. But we were still messing with each other because we didn't know how to not, you know, be together.
Not be together. That's a long ass time. 12 years and starting at 16. Was she the same age as you?
She's like 3 years younger than me.
Oh, okay. Damn. Yeah,
maybe two. I forgot. I try not to know too much about her these days. I try to let all that. It's like Men in Black. Just bloop. That's out of there.
I mean, that's probably for the best. It's not good to like, I don't know. I've never been in a relationship, but I feel like it's not good to like hold on to the other person's like, just forget about it. But also after 12 years, how do you love somebody else? How do you even love somebody now? I don't know. I don't know how love works.
Well, in total, we was together for like 20 years in total. In total,
that's
about
so long.
Yeah. But that's why. But see, this is why when I do my comedy set, I'm gonna talk a lot about toxic relationships because some people stay in toxic relationships because it's all kind of excuses. The history is there. Or I know their parents, and I can't start over. And no, you got to get out of that shit. Because that's why I stayed in it for so long. I knew I wasn't supposed to. By the time we was married for like the second, third year, I knew it was over. But I stayed in it because I was just scared.
I mean, I get that. Yeah, what the fuck else is out there? What if I don't find anybody else?
What if that I don't find anybody scary. Else? Who gonna love me like this? But this is not the way love goes. Like, I had to really start therapy and like really do the work to help get out of that because it was a bad situation. But other than, all I could say is time-wise, for me meeting this other woman, like, everything went the way it was supposed to go. And I see that now. But at the time, it was bad. It was bad.
Oh, boy. No, I, like, made a list of qualities that I want in somebody, and I'm tired of doing it.
I'm about to tell you that none of that shit matter, because the person I'm with right now, she don't check off none of my boxes, you know what I'm saying? Just zero boxes, you know, except the cooking part. But mm-hmm. It's just like, I didn't, and the crazy part is, it's like I didn't really even think about personality. Like, her personality is top a notch 100, but when I was making the list, I for some reason I wasn't even thinking about personalities. That just go to show you, like, God in the universe know what you need more than you do.
That is wild. I don't think I've ever on any of my lists been like, great personality that I get along with.
Never, because it's like, you know, she gonna be mad if I say this, but I'm gonna say it anyway, because it's gone. Everything she already know is gone in my comedy special. You know, mm-hmm. the first one is about divorce. The next one gonna be about new love. But like, I had stupid dumb shit on my list. Like, they gotta have nice feet.
she ain't got nice feet.
No. No. I got a bit where I specifically say the feet gotta go in order. Like, the big toe, then the second toe. They gotta descend. I have a specific bit where I say that. And I have went against everything I've believed in. I'll be all over the place. It's like the big toe, second toe down here, third toe way back up there with the big toe.
It looks like one of those heart monitors at the hospital where it's just going up and down, up and down, up and down.
EKG feet. But you know what, though? I learned to love it, though, you know? I mean, I be cracking on her feet all the time, but I'll kiss them, I'll suck them, I don't care. Give me them ugly-ass feet.
That's adorable. I want someone to love my ugly ass feet.
Yeah, you know, I was always with someone like my wife. She had like this like, she never wore wigs or weaves and stuff like mm-hmm. that. She'll always be like, I want to get extensions. I want to do that. I'm like, if you get any extension, put a wig on, that's it. It's over for you. You don't need all that shit. So that was also on my list. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I meet her. This bitch got a different wig on every week. So is and shit. I ain't know nothing about none of that. But guess what? Now I'm in it. Now I'm like, ooh, who you going to be this week, babe? Like, which one? Now I'm picking the wigs out and shit. I'm like, do this.
That's
one.
That's so sweet.
And I'll be like, wear my favorite wig with the bang.
Wait, do you guys live together? Did she move to New York?
No. We long distance. I, for one, she hates the distance. I love the distance because mm-hmm. I think I do also have like a PTSD trauma situation going on because my wife didn't have a job. So every time I would go home, she was home.
I never
was in the house alone in 7 years.
Oh, no.
She was always, always, always there. Always there. No. So now I have a problem with always being in someone's face.
That sounds, for 7 years?
Straight. There was a time I tricked her, though. One time I was just like, look, let's go home for Thanksgiving. Talk about my ex-wife now. So let's go home mm-hmm. for Thanksgiving. And then when it was time for us to leave to go back to Cali, I was like, you know what? Won't you stay for a while? I made that bitch stay in New Orleans for like 6 months. I was like, I need a break.
I mean, I can't imagine, like, I mean, the pandemic, I know a lot of people got divorced and shit because it was like 2 years of just being at home. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine a non-pandemic where it's like, you don't leave for extended amounts of time. You gotta get a 9-to-5 of walking around or something, a hobby. Get out of here.
The pandemic. It was the pandemic. Do you know if we didn't have the pandemic, I probably would still be in that? Because in the pandemic, when I had to stay inside, I was mm-hmm. like, so this is what you've been doing all day for all this time. Not a goddamn thing. You have not helped this marriage in no possible way. You have provided no value. I'm out here working hard every week, every day. I could be so further along in my career. And the audacity for you to just... I'm like, hell no, nah, man. I called my mom. I said, Ma, I got to come home. She said, come on home, baby.
That's sweet.
I drove across the country because I didn't want to get on the airplane. I drove across the country, went home. filed that divorce. It was out.
Damn. I feel like the pandemic really did a number on everybody. Everybody was just like, their eyes were kind of open. And they're like, this, I can't do this.
But you know what? I also like what did you do for the pandemic? Like, were you like by yourself or with family, or did you have a little boo?
I wish I had a little boo, a little quarantine boo. No, I was living with John Millhiser, the famous John Millhiser, my old roommate, John Millhiser. And then his partner moved in with us in like May-ish. So it was like the three of us. It was a nice time. It was like really, it was just nice. It was easy. And then after the pandemic, they were like, we got to go. We need to be on our own. We're like a couple. We can't like, and I fully, you know, respect that. It's like, yeah, like go be your own entity. You don't need me. Also, it was like my house. So they'd be like, can we do this? And I'd be like, no. Can we do this? No. It was nice. It was nice to have somebody. But also, now that I live by myself, it's really nice.
Yes. I love, love living alone.
Yeah. I sing to my dog. It's just a nice time. We just came up with the treat song. So we come in from a walk, and I go, who wants a treat? And then I do his voice, and he goes, I want a treat. And I go, and it goes back and forth for a very long time. And he just smiles, and I'm like, we're happy. We're doing it. But I do want somebody in my house sometimes.
Yeah. I think the dogs love when you sing to them, though. Because well, my ex-wife got the dogs or whatever, which it hurts me a lot. I love them. I miss them so much. I want them, but I didn't want to fight. So I'm like, here, take the dogs.
Sure, I get it.
But we would sing a song to them called, and they loved it. They just thought, because this was the song we sung when it was time to go take a walk. And we would say, I got eight paws, two tails, eight paws, two tails. Eight, and then they just start walking to the door.
That's so fucking cute. I love that so much. It's when dumb. I was in Bahamas, I saw so many unhappy couples. It was wild. So we were at Atlantis. Atlantis is truly the wildest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Have you ever been to Bahamas?
I have not. That's one of my destinations, though, soon.
But it was not for me. No. It was very, very beautiful. I'll never go back. But Atlantis is this fucking monstrosity. Mm-hmm. It is this huge resort, and it's shaped like, I guess, the lost city of Atlantis. And Atlantis isn't real. So they have a bunch of like weird made up hieroglyphics and stuff. And a lot of it looks like people just gave up. There's just like weird little scratches here and there. But as I was walking, we were like walking to something. And this man with his very pointy nose, and he was very sunburned. He was like, his wife was walking in front of him. And he was like, here's a pool. What fucking pool are you looking for? And she was like, fuck you. And like gave him the finger. And I was like, on vacation in front of all these people, this couldn't be me.
No,
it was wild.
That's a couple that's been together forever. That's a couple that's just over it, and they just together because fuck, what else they gonna do now? How old they look?
Oh, you know, they looked about 50-ish.
Yeah, they over each other. They no more pride for them. They don't care how they look in public no more. The kids probably grown in college, left, gone. They don't care no more.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? And then I saw him again, and he was like alone by the towel stand. And I was like, did she leave him? Was that the final straw? You broke up at Atlantis?
He probably looked so zen and happy.
With Poseidon watching?
How happy did he look when he was over there by himself?
He looked pretty serene, I gotta
That's
say.
What I'm
like, pretty like, this is nice.
Yeah, I wonder if he had a cigarette in a daggone Mai Tai while you was looking at him by himself.
Rob, I just, as much as I want a relationship, I'm like, I'm not trying to like have actual like heated arguments where other people are like, oh my God, they hate each other.
No, no.
I want cute little arguments.
Yeah, we me and my girl, we do have a lot of cute, stupid arguments, right? And so like, so look, yesterday we didn't have an argument, but I was annoyed because we go into this shoe store. She had to buy some shoes for her nephews and stuff. And the employees behind the counter, they looked like they were together. Their chemistry was magnificent. Mm-hmm. They were two beautiful people. And I looked at them and I was like, y'all together? And they was like, no, 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 no. So I started, telling old boy to, you know, mac up. I'm like, yeah, look, y'all look cute together, bro. You might as well go on, you know what I'm saying? Telling him to get in a relationship with her ex out, you know, because they was cute. So then me and my girl, we leave, we walk out. And then this one thing she always do is lose her phone. I don't know how the fuck you keep losing the most important device in your life, right? So she get in the car and start doing shit, all of it, patting down her body and shit, checking in her hair, on shoulders, all this shit. And I'm like, bruh, what's wrong now, bruh? My phone. Oh my God, my phone. I was like, all right, I'm gonna go check on your damn phone. Now I'm pissed off. It's freezing cold. We in Rhode Island, okay? I gotta go in there. I grab her stupid phone. I told the boy, I said, you know what? Don't get in a relationship with that bitch. I take it back. Because then you're going to have to keep getting out of cars to get her fucking phone. You know what? It's annoying. Don't do what I said to do. Leave her alone. Stay her friend. I changed my mind.
Wait, why did you go get her phone?
Because that's just what I'm supposed to do. You know, I really don't believe in like the gender stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man and all of that. I don't really technically believe in that, but I am a traditional person and I have followed the way my father treated my mother. So I feel if I'm going to be the tomboy, the tom man or whatever, then I am going to do the gentleman stuff. I'm going to open and close the doors. I'm going to take out the trash. If you leave your phone, I'm going to fucking go back in the cold and get the phone. You know, I kind of feel like it's my job to do that. So I try to take care of it.
I love that. What a beautiful dream to sit in a car and be like, I don't have my phone. And then someone goes, grumble, grumble, grumble. And gets it for me. And it's like, you still love me, right?
That's exactly. As I was walking to the place to get it, I look back at her with this look on my face, like, if you lose this phone one more time. And she had her shoulders all shrugged up and giving me the just love me look. I was so annoyed.
Oh my God. I can't wait to be someone's nuisance. I really can't. I'm like good at it, you know?
Hey, everybody that's listening, y'all are missing out on a fucking dope-ass genius personality. You're missing out. Gorgeous attitude personality. Okay. Y'all missing out. You better stop playing and come get your soulmate.
Wait, real quick, we have to take a break.
Okay.
Bebop, boop-bop, we're back. Punky, I have a question. Okay, yes. So I heard a rumor that you love Taco Bell and you'll leave the SNL after parties early for some Taco Bell.
True.
What is your Taco Bell order?
It's so lame because everybody found out about my Taco Bell. Everybody found out I love Taco Bell, kept giving me all of this like Taco Bell secret stuff. Like, we should get this. I'm like, nah, I just get the Mexican pizza and the 2 soft tacos. This is lame.
Wait, say that again?
Mexican pizza, chicken instead of beef, extra Mexican pizza sauce, add onions, 2 soft tacos, chicken instead of beef, add onions.
Interesting. No Crunchwrap Supreme?
I'm not a fan of the crunchy taco.
It's not that crunch. It's just in the middle. It's a little cute. Oh my God. No chalupa?
No. I'm so boring and simple when it comes down to food. I'm not like, that's why when people, like I have a lot of friends that are chefs and they be like, oh, I'm going to make you run. And I'm like, nah, I'm good with chicken and green beans.
Oh my God. And like, I wish I was like that.
I'm just so simple. Cause the way I was raised, like in New Orleans, we ate the same food every week. Like Monday it was red beans and rice. Tuesdays it was spaghetti and meatballs. Wednesday it was like cabbage. Thursday, you know, we just every day. And that's how we ate. you know, every week. And my family didn't really show me any exotic foods. I didn't start understanding what none of that stuff was until I got to Los Angeles and expanded, you know, my palate. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't really, like, my friends get so annoyed with me, like my fancy friends, because we'll go to like a nice Italian restaurant where nothing is English and everything is like, you know, antipastas. I'm like, what the hell is an anti? And so
you're like, I'm pro pasta. What is this?
I'm just sitting up there and they come up and my friends are ordering all this fancy like Italian noodle stuff. And I'm like, look, y'all got meatballs. I just want some meatballs and tomato sauce. You got that? And then they get mad at me because they're like, out of everything on this menu, you getting some damn meatballs. I'm like,
you like what you like. Who cares?
Stop bringing me to these places. I'm never going to order nothing different.
I mean, spaghetti and meatballs, they're very good. But it's interesting. I went to Rome 2 years ago. I don't know. Pandemic has really robbed me of time. It was 2019. I was in Italy for New Year's and I found out they don't eat spaghetti and meatballs the way we do. You get a meatball, but then you get a different pasta. Like you get like just meatballs, a side of meatballs with sauce. And then you get like a cacio e pepe or something like that.
Cacio e pepe.
I'm not saying it right, but it's very good.
What was the weather like when you went to Rome for New Year's?
Beautiful.
Really?
Beautiful. It was like, I would say like 60, 70-ish.
That's
it was
good.
Like, I needed a coat sometimes. Other times I didn't. And it was just, everyone there was so nice. The men kept calling me spicy. But I didn't fuck nobody there either. I have not had any international dick. And I think that is a shame and a sin.
We got to get you. Even if I'm gay, and even I was sitting up here like, man, I might get me some international dick. But it wasn't. To all my gay people, I did not just sell out. I'm just saying, if you go out there, these men, they are manipulating. They manipulate
so
you
beautiful.
With their eyes.
I just want things. I just want men. Men to love
me. They so hot out there. They were sexier than the women out there in Jamaica, though. I was just like,
I thought so, too, in Bahamas. I was like, these men are prettier than these women?
Even in Puerto Rico, I was like, why y'all look better than the women?
But like I said, in Bahamas, all the women had their hair done so well. Like, nobody walked around with, like, a bonnet on. Nobody walked around with, like, a fucked up wig or weave. Everyone had their edges laid, and everyone had nice lace fronts. I was like, where are y'all getting them from? Where can I get them from?
For real. Don't get it twisted. The latest was beat and snatched. Mm-hmm, they was beat and snatched. Okay? Yeah. They was looking
good. And then everyone dressed really well. Like, nobody was in jammies. I did go to the Continental Breakfast at the Comfort Inn in my jammies. I had a time. We started off at the worst Airbnb I've ever been. It was disgusting. The staircase wasn't even finished. There were stains everywhere. And we were like, we gotta get out of here. Ooh, I should tell you what the name of it is.
Yeah.
So nobody ever goes there.
I'm scared of Airbnbs now. I'm never getting an Airbnb again in my life. I'm just going to just bite the bullet and get a hotel.
I'm with you on that because this was so expensive and then the listing was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was the Caprice 8 Beach Villa.
Ooh.
And I'm an idiot. It had one review and the review said, very nice place. But then I looked at the person who reviewed it and they're from the same city that their offices are located. So I was like, they just had an employee, right? This was a very nice place.
Wow.
And guess what? It was not a very nice place. It was very bad. And then my friend Christy's boyfriend's best friend's cousin, who happened to live in Bahamas. He happened to live in Bahamas. He was like, oh, I know I work. He either knew someone who worked at Comfort Suites or he worked there himself. I don't know. But he picked us up in his Volvo. We had our suitcases on our lap because it was a Volvo. And we had so many suitcases. Drove to the Comfort Suites. And then we were like, cleaner than the Airbnb, if you could even imagine.
Even imagine. The Comfort Damn Suites. Yep.
And then we ate breakfast, some scrambled eggs and bacon in our pajamas, and nobody else was in their pajamas. Everybody was dressed much, much better than us.
This, but I can't say, you know, this was the first vacation I went on where I was like, you know what? I'm gonna dress nice the whole time. Mm-hmm. So I, for once in my life, I didn't wear jammies to breakfast. I didn't wear jammies to dinner. I bought some nice. I went to Zara and racked up.
Come on, Zara, you gotta work.
With the Zara, right now Zara be having some nice stuff. That's it'd be like kind of expensive. Like sometimes Zara be way too expensive. I'd be like, Zara,
Zara, who are you trying to
stop
kid?
It? Okay, but at the end of the day, it'd be really like, you know, it's better than like spending $800 on a blazer when you could get the same blazer for like $120, you know.
I do like Zara, but they do not have plus sizes. Zara, baby, what did the fats ever do to you?
Zara, what's up? Because guess what?
Zara.
The thickness gotta look. But I'll be talking to my girl. She'd be like, I got me a little, I love thick. Mm-hmm. So, and my girl, she's like, I'm gonna just, you know, I gotta lose some of this. So you ain't gotta lose a damn pound. Not a damn pound.
I mean,
people out there like the thing. Look, ladies, if you out there in your feelings and you feel some type of way about the way you look, I just want to let you know something. They got people like me out here in these streets that are looking for you. Okay? Fuck everybody. Fuck that social media shit with what they say you post to look. No, how you look is how you post to look. Stay that way. Somebody wants you.
I agree.
Hell yeah.
Like, I really hate it when people go, well, I just want you to be healthy. What if I don't give a shit about being healthy? What if I'm fine the way I am and I really just don't mind?
That's
my prerogative.
And also being thick don't mean you ain't healthy.
That too. It swings the other way. People got a lot to say about shit that they don't have nothing to do with. And that's so interesting to me. I'm like, why? Why do you care? Why do you have an opinion?
Yeah. Everybody got an opinion. Do you know, like, I, you know what I think I'm gonna start doing on the internet? Sweet comment exchanges, because everybody is so mean to each other for no reason.
So mean.
But I just don't understand why. If you don't like something, why there's a better way of saying that you don't like it? Why do you have to be hurtful towards people? It sucks.
Why do you have to tell anyone what you don't like?
Yeah, like, it's so, it really, like, that's why I'm not on the internet a lot, because I have this disease. It's called pop off. And I am not in a position to be popping off right now, because this is, you know, working at SNL is my first real corporate job.
And you're very funny on it.
At the opportunities I do get, I try my best. So it's just like, I don't want to lose something by going off on one of these people. But I saw the sweetest exchange under one of my posts, and I really want to find these two people and like send them something nice, right? So I posted like a clip of talking about like Michael Vick and him with blah 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 Michael Vick, and one of my fans said something of how she didn't appreciate the post. Wasn't nasty, wasn't filthy, nothing. It was just simply, this ain't for me, right? Mm-hmm. And then this dude, he loved the bit. One of my other fans, he was like, this shit funny, man. And he tagged her, and he's like, why would you say that? And the lady responded to him and said, honestly, this is maybe five favorite up-and-coming comedians, this specific bit just wasn't my taste. And he said, I understand. I was like, why can't people talk to people like that? It was beautiful.
It's so funny because it's so simple, and it was just like nice.
He didn't say, well, you're dumb because it's funny and you're stupid. Mm-hmm. And she didn't say, don't fucking talk to me, this was none of your business. It was none of that filthy stuff. And it's just so much easier. Like, why? It's so much easier to be that way. You know? Mm-hmm. You know how much energy it take out you to be a bitch?
So much. My mother used to say it takes more energy to frown than it does to smile. And anytime I'm frowning about something, I'm like, I am tired. I'm like exerting actual energy. And it's like, I could just disassociate and smile.
Yeah. It could change your life, man. Like, well, I think maybe last year was one of my resolutions was to wake up with a smile every day, regardless if I was hurt, sad, depressed, sick, whatever. I was just like, every day I'm just going to wake up with a smile. And it's so crazy the difference it makes in your morning process. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm super lazy. I hate waking up for anything. I don't give a fuck. You could be like, Punky, I got you $1 million deal, but you got to wake up every day at 5 a.m. I'm still going to be pissed. The money don't motivate me. I don't give a fuck. I want sleep. So, but I just, as soon as my alarm clock go off, I be like, motherfucker. And then I do this. Then I be like, and it just, for some strange reason, I don't know if it's a mental thing or if it's mind over matter or if it's really a thing that works, but I smile and I get up and I start my day happily.
Maybe I'll start doing that today, because I was like, 2023, Nicole gets up early, because if you let me sleep till noon, 1, 2, 3, I will. And then I'll stay up till 4, 5. It's terrible. Then I'm like a little vampire. So today I like naturally woke up at 8 and I was like, well, what if I just sleep till 9:45? And I was like, what if you just lay in bed till 9:45 and then get up at 9:45? Because if you fall back asleep, you're just going to be groggy and then be like, well, what if I sleep a little bit more? And then that's what I did. And then I took my dog on one of like the longest walks he's had this year so far. And I was like, you know what? I have energy and I feel good. Another thing I'm trying to do, Punky.
What?
It's so hard. What? I'm trying to quit smoking again.
Oh, you know, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Like, I did stop smoking. It was very hard for me to do. I think I stopped smoking because I started, I think a couple years back, I started CrossFit. I think that's why I started stopped, because I was dying in CrossFit. I could not breathe. So I was just like, maybe I should stop smoking. And it was easier said than done. But I also had to replace it with stuff.
What did you replace it with?
Food. So it didn't matter that I was in CrossFit. I was still
munching.
But I was always shaky without smoking. Oh, you know what? My dad had a heart attack. I think that's what really sealed the deal. Mm. He survived, thank God. But I think that's what really was like, nah.
I can go days without smoking. I was in Bahamas for like 7 days. Didn't have a cigarette. Didn't want one. Had a nice time. Got back home and I was like, yum, yum, yum. I still have a couple left from that pack. And then I was like, I don't really like this anymore. Mm-hmm. But then I had two yesterday. I haven't had one today. But I think after this pack, I'm just going to be like, you don't do this anymore. And you don't like it.
Right.
I'll trick myself. Well,
you know, I have a food problem. Mm-hmm. I love food. And I have to start tricking myself. You know, I have to start saying things like, you know, you're going to be disappointed. And one thing I can't be is disappointed in myself. If I get disappointed in myself, I get so down. I get so depressed. So I'm like, you know what? I'll tell myself, if you eat this, you're going to be disappointed. And that sometimes that helps. Sometimes I'll be like, nope. And then I wake up. I'll be like, yeah, food. I defeated you, fried chicken, bitch. You don't run me, ho. And but sometimes I fail. And then I wake up and then I'm all slouchy. And I'm like, you stupid, uncontrollable bitch. And, you know, I don't want to talk to myself like that.
Be nice to my friend Punky.
I have to try to be nice. So now I'm just trying to have more control. Like, this, well, you know what? It ain't my fault. Because, see, when you get in these new relationships, this is another reason why you don't need to be in a relationship, okay? Because when you get in these new relationships, you get lazy. In this whole couple years, these 2 years, I done put on 27 pounds. Okay. Mm-hmm. And everybody like, we don't see it. We don't see it. I'm like, why do you think I always got on black? Okay. And you don't see it because I make sure I wear big fluffy shirts so you don't see how my back looks. And when I'm in them stupid dresses at SNL, I make sure my girdle is tight as hell to where my organs are probably leaking juice. So yeah. But this year, I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing it no more. I'm going back to my regular self. I have to lose all this weight that I've gained. My titties, I promise you, my titties probably grew the most. Now, I thought your titties could stop growing.
No, they can keep growing.
These, you know what? I said that right. These. They are, I know that they have to be a double D right now.
That's.
I'm angry.
I don't even know what that's like. I have B cups. I got little titties. When I lay down, they say goodbye.
And my titties say hi. They be up on my neck.
I don't know that life. It seems rather painful to be choked out by your own titties.
It is painful. I'm about to have some of them removed though. I'm about to get a reduction. Because you know, I like to box, and when I'm boxing, they hurt really, really bad because it's a lot of jumping.
It seems like, yeah, like whenever I see a big titty lady running, I'm like, boy, oh boy, doesn't that fucking hurt your like chest and your back and your neck?
It hurts. And it's starting to strain my back a little bit. I'm like, nah, we're going to take care of some of these titties. We're going to take care of some of them.
Scoop them out.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been on dating apps? Or you got divorced. Oh, no, you said you had a hoe phase. So, like, have you been on the apps and stuff?
I did do a couple of dating apps. I stopped. I met this girl. I'm just going to, let's call her.
Juanita.
Let's call her Juanita. And she was really nice at first.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a time. Okay, like, I don't know. I felt like cooking one day. So I made some box macaroni, baked chicken, green canapes. Mm-hmm. You know, just in New Orleans, we call that a supper.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that that's something that they'll serve after church on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Chicken, peas, and macaroni and cheese. And she was like, oh, this is delicious, you know? So, and then we, you know, of course, got physical and filthy with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went out the next day and we had a good time. And then the next day she wanted to go out again, but I was at work. And I'm like, I'm sorry, boo, I can't come out. I got to work tonight. I don't get off till 2:00. And she was like, what? You don't like me? You don't want me? You have to come out. You have to come out. If you don't come out, I'm going to die.
Oh, no. Did you go out?
No.
Did she die?
I don't know. Because I never talked to the bitch again. I'm like, bitch, that was the fastest ghost I ever did in my life. You are blocked. You crazy bitch.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard not to be crazy. But I don't think I've ever done that. I've never like screamed at someone to hang out with me.
Well, also, I'm just like, girl, I am not worth it.
Yes, you are.
Girl, I am a piece of shit. I'm toxic as hell. Well, not anymore, but at the time, I'm like, I am toxic, girl. I'm a piece of shit right now. You don't want me. Okay? But I was just like, but when you date on these, you know, like now I think with Raya, I think it's different because it's, you know, it's for us. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be recommended for that site. I think that is safer and different. Uh-huh. So if I wouldn't have, it's not.
It's not.
Really? Are you serious?
It's bad too.
Wait, tell me about it.
Well, it's just depressing. So I was like, well, there's a feature that lets you know who likes you. I was like, I'll pay for that. You're just paying for your feelings to get hurt if you are not a model. Because let me tell you, the amount of people and the people who do like you are not the people who you're into. It's very sad. I was swiping this morning and I found this man and he said, own multiple businesses, 6 foot, hit planes like cabs and don't fuck with anything average. I was like, okay, Lorenzo, then why are you on Tinder? This is the most average dating app known to man, Lorenzo. Also, we didn't match, so I guess I'm a little salty about that. And then... Wait, let me see if you find another one. They're all awful. Awful, awful, awful. Please, no prostitutes. Also, being a self-proclaimed smartass or sarcastic isn't a quality trait. Boy, oh boy. And he's looking for friends with benefits. He is... a lot of the men are... they're being real demanding.
He's a fuckboy. That's what he is.
Yes.
The
yes,
friends
yes,
with
yes.
benefits. You know, I have a lot of friends that did... dating apps, right? And I could give you stories about them. They're the ones who scared me about the dating apps, you know? But like I said, I'm so glad I met this woman because she took me off the street because I've never been, I always hate the streets. I've never been in the streets before like that. But my friends have. And man, she tell me like the people, like the guys that you meet online, mm-hmm. they're jackrabbits. Mm-hmm. Like they just get in there and go bang, 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 bang. They don't know how to go bang, bang, mm-hmm. bang. They just get in there and just start going. And you like, okay. Let's take it down a notch.
Yeah. I went on a date and ended up hooking up with a dude and truly was a little jackrabbit. And I was like, can you go a little slower? And truly, I was like, oh, selective hearing. Okay. And then, like, he ate me out for, like, 30 seconds. And he was like, suck my dick. And I was like, yeah, sure. Okay, for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing more than you did for me. That's not what we're here for.
No.
I truly haven't been on a good date in such a long time. I have been out with just the worst of the worst. I talked about him before, this one man, he was 6 pumpkins high. He was so tiny. In his profile, he looked bigger, but I was like, what? He rubbed my tummy when we made out. And that was very strange because I was like, I'm not a genie. I'm not a little Buddha. You can't rub me like that. That was weird. I want to meet somebody. And I say this a lot before dates. I truly, and I'm not a religious person, but I look up to the heavens and I go, dear God, I do not want another story. I just want to meet someone nice and have a nice time and a normal time and then have nothing to report other than they were nice.
Yeah, dating is, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like, and dating you like your person is probably right under your nose. Are you going out a lot? Like, not even out on dates. Are you like going to the grocery store? Are you going to coffee shops? Are you going to comedy shows? Like, what do you gotta? You gotta get out there. Are you going outside?
I know. No, I work. And then, well, sometimes I'll get like wine or drinks after work. I'll go to dinner with friends. But I'm not like going to clubs and shit. I'm just too old for that shit.
No clubs. God, no. God, no.
I go out enough.
Yeah, I just think you got to go outside and like all the guys, like, and give a guy who you, my advice. I hate advice. I'm not telling you
give
what to do.
To
I'm just
me.
Saying like, you know, the guy that you probably would never date, they see what they're about. You know what I'm saying? See what they're about. Because the chick I got right now, like, she is half Black Puerto Rican and she got some attitude on her. And I love it. She's very different from anything that I've met asked for. And I love every bit about it. I'm mm-hmm. so happy, which is so crazy. Don't get it twisted. You know, I'm not about to sit up here and sell a dream. Like, we got our issues and we work through mm-hmm. them. You know, I'm not saying it's all peaches and lucky fucking charms 24/7. We got our shit. But at the same time, that list went out the window. I was just like, fuck the list. Fuck it.
I think you're right. Oh, wait, we have to take another break. Ooh, we're back. I think you're right about the lists. I think like, I gotta just like, I don't know. Everyone's always like, it happens when you're not looking. But I'm like, but I'm constantly looking. So I guess
it's
I don't
gonna
know.
Be like, it's gonna be like when you're looking stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be the second you stop looking and you know how you get caught in the back of somebody's picture and they look mm-hmm. cute and you in a picture like probably folk like you probably caught like uh-huh. that. Like you probably that's what and then and somebody gonna be like, hi, and you're gonna be like, hi, and you're gonna look a mess.
Okay, so your advice is to stop doing my hair and makeup, go out in public, and while I look sloppy and messy, someone's gonna go, I want that mess.
If you want to be honest, hell yeah, because what is going on outside? Do you want to know like the biggest fear of like really really getting out of my marriage? So. Mm-hmm. It's all the makeup that people put on their faces. I was scared to wake up the next day and see the real person. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen these tutorials where these people have the power to change their entire existence with color and a brush. Mm-hmm. And it is very, very scary.
That's me. I'm always like, when do I reveal my true face to this man?
But no, like, you don't. No. You still look like yourself when you have makeup on. That's one thing of makeup and then a big ass, like, this is just a whole new face, you know? And I was blessed. Like, my girl, she don't wear no makeup, you know, at all, like zero. She have like this beautiful, creamy Puerto Rican skin. You know, now one thing, like I said, like this was on my list. Like I need a woman with style, but you know, she Puerto Rican. That's out the window. No. She Puerto Rican. I don't mean nothing to my Puerto Rican brothers and sisters. I'm just sitting up here. I am living in proof that something, we got to get her some help. I'm just like, bruh. I ain't going to. Last night, we was going out. We had date night last night, and she had on like this nice, like peanut butter dress. It wasn't peanut butter. It was like a nice, like almost burgundy dress. And she put a black coat on, and it was nice. I'm like, all right, cool. I can do this. This is good. The color scheme is great. And then I turned my back for 1 second, and then I turned around, and she had these tan peanut buttery gloves on with it, with puff cuffs. Uh-huh. I'm like, first of all, it is 50 degrees outside. We don't need all of that right now. Take that shit off. So I kind of got to get on her about, you know, what she be wearing, because she'll put the colors together. I'm like, babe, what's going to be our wedding colors? You wouldn't even believe what the girl, I said this.
What'd she say?
Purple, peach, and pink.
Huh.
I ain't no, yeah. Don't even be, see, if you got to sit up there and try to imagine and put it to, now if I tell you something, if I say something like blue and gray, you'd be like, oh, blue and gray's not bad. Uh-huh. You could have an answer. You didn't have an answer for that.
No, I really didn't, because peach and pink are so similar. And then what shade of purple are we doing with it? Like a, she's funny. I like her a bunch.
I'm telling you, didn't look, none. No, I had to throw the list out the window. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to deal with your feet. I'm going to deal with the wigs, and I'm going to deal with your ass not knowing what to wear outside.
I love that.
Because it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it took me a long time to realize it ain't about none of that. It ain't about skin color. It ain't about your hair. It ain't about that. Mm-hmm. Her soul is pure. You know, she's a good woman. She has a great family. She has 23 nieces and nephews. She takes care of them. She spends all her money on those children. Instead of going to the club, she with them at one of them children places where they jump on the trampolines and shit. Like, she's just... She's look, a heart of gold gonna get me over all of that shit any day.
That's so sweet.
You know, so if I can match her soul energy, then we good. Like, I'm winning here. You feel me?
Yeah. I like the way you talk about her. It's so lovely.
She taught me all of that. And therapy, you know, but I wasn't like that before. You know, I've changed all. She taught me it was on the inside. She also taught me how to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has no expectations. She's like, this is what I need. Like, she doesn't expect for me to know anything.
Mm-hmm.
She tells me what she needs. And then if I don't do it, then we have a problem. But she don't do that stuff where, oh, I'm about to test her. We about to test. Mm-hmm. She don't test me. Because I'm a fail. I'm a fail. I am dumb. Okay? Like,
not dumb. I mean, who can read somebody's mind? You have to tell someone how you feel.
Yeah, you can't do that with me. You know, like, I do my best, like, while watching what my dad did, you know what I'm saying? But my dad is also not a very expressive man. Like, he doesn't really communicate. And I don't think a lot of men do. They just do the man stuff that the Bible say to do. They don't really know how to express their feelings and stuff like that. So I'm like that as well. So I don't never talk or say how I feel. But she got me breaking down and saying what's going on in my mind and shit. I'm like, sometimes I get annoyed. I'm like, get out of here with all that talking shit, girl. You know, if I'm here, then we good. But she wants to get on the inside. So, you know, it's fun learning it. It's fun learning how to love somebody. It's fun. I'm having fun. So if you out there, guys, y'all, and you in something crazy and you're scared to get out of it, get out of it, man. Just go learn and love again and have a good time. And yeah.
That's sweet. Punky, we've come to the end. And I ask all my guests this, except for a couple of them. would you date me?
Yes. I didn't even have to think about that. Absolutely.
I love it. Punky, thank you. Is there anything that you want to promote?
So just watch SNL. I ain't got nothing going on in my life. But I am going to be doing, I am working on getting my special out this year, guys. So I will be doing my 1 hour special at Moon Tower. It's going to be my first time doing the real set, all of it. So all of the shows that y'all been coming to all year, where I was probably bombing and messing up and doing all kinds, it's put together now. So thank you for your patience. Come to Moon Tower, check out the hour. And I also got a podcast coming out soon. It's going to be called Love Thing. I don't know the deets on that, but it's in the future.
That's exciting. And Moon Tower is in Austin, right?
Yes, yes. It's
what are the dates? Do you know?
If I'm not mistaken, it's April 19th through the 23rd.
Okay. Do you have a website?
No, but I do have a link tree. If you jump on my
on Instagram,
my Insta, yeah. Hop on my link tree. And don't nothing be going on because SNL consumes my entire life. But when I do update it. When things come. So y'all just bear with me, stay patient. I'm just getting started out here and, you know, there's more to come.
Okay. Punky, thank you so much for being here. This was delightful.
It was.
Also, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you write me something hitting on me to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com, Mars, my producer, reads it. So no dick pics, but if you write me something nasty, I will read it. Hi, Nicole. You've had such a rough go of it on dating apps. To get back at all of them, I'll pick you up in a helicopter and fly you to the headquarters of each app, land on the roof, and fuck you. I'll twiddle your titties at Tinder, hit that ass at Hinge, rail you at Raya. I'll even make you come so violently on the roof of Coffee Meets Bagel that you magically win all the beans and they have to shut down that stupid app. That was very kind, and that was sweet. Wasn't super nasty, but I liked it.
I loved it.
Bye-bye. Bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.